terrific Thursday morning, beloved. And once again, we're here to start our day off together in God's Word. Today we're in Psalm 29. And God's saving word for us this week has been praise and thanksgiving. Today's reading praises the majestic and powerful voice of the Lord. As a hymn, the repetitive use of the voice of the Lord builds to a crescendo, culminating in an affirmation that the Lord rules as King forever. The psalm concludes with a blessing of peace. So, let's begin. Praise the Lord, you heavenly beings. Praise His glory and power. Praise the Lord's glorious name. Bow down before the Holy One when He appears. The voice of the Lord is heard on the seas. The glorious God thunders, and His voice echoes over the ocean. The voice of the Lord is heard in all its might and majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, even the cedars of Lebanon. He makes the mountains of Lebanon jump like calves and makes Mount Hermon leap like a young bull. The voice of the Lord makes the lightning flash. His voice makes the desert shake. He shakes the desert of Kadesh. The Lord's voice shakes the oaks and strips the leaves from the trees, while everyone in His temple shouts, "Glory to God!" The Lord rules over the deep waters. He rules as King forever. The Lord gives strength to His people and blesses them with peace. Today's key verse is Psalm 29, verse 4. The voice of the Lord is heard in all its might and majesty. Just count the number of times where the writer gives us the voice of the Lord in this psalm. And, you know, it's my goodness, when we go back to Genesis chapter 1, we hear that it's the voice of God that initiates the very act of creation. How wonderful, glorious, and powerful is the voice of our God. Let's pray. Glory to You, O God. You rule as King forever, and Your mighty and majestic voice is heard throughout all creation. I praise Your glory and power and bow down before You in Your holy and glorious name. I pray. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join us tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 30, which is a prayer of thanksgiving for God's healing. Until that time, you keep hanging on, embracing the promises of God's Word, and our God will bless us, everyone. That's my prayer. We'll see you tomorrow.